Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Before we begin today's rosary, I want to tell you about something new we're doing together, a series on what it really means to become real. We come into the world small and unfinished, full of potential. God didn't create us complete like the angels. He gave us the gift of time to grow, to learn, to love, and to become who we're meant to be. So this life is a training ground, a partnership with God where every part of us, mind, body, heart, and soul, is being shaped for eternity. So every day is an invitation to cooperate with grace and to move from shadow to substance, from potential to perfection. This series will help us to learn how to use our time well, to live in reality, and to become the people God created us to be, fully human and fully alive in Him. So as we pray the rosary today, let's ask Our Lady to teach us how to grow, how to love, how to become truly real in God. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Imagine going to someone's house, and every room in the house was immaculate and beautiful, except for the bathroom. The bathroom was a total mess. It was never cleaned, and the toilet won't even flush. And you inquire, and the homeowner says, "Oh, yes. The bathroom, it's the least noble room in the house, so even though I still use it, I just ignore it completely." You might think, well, it's still part of your house, and you got to take care of it, and if you don't, eventually the whole house will be ruined. That's kind of like people who decide that their body is the least important part of their humanity, so they just use it and neglect it. Happiness, which we're pursuing through this series, requires the entire fulfillment of the human person. And part of the human person is the body. That means we aren't following an effective program for happiness unless we're taking care of the body's physical needs. So what does that mean practically? It means you have to sleep well, eat well, and exercise. It's not rocket science. You probably know these things. I'm sure you do. But if we don't make a plan and follow through with it in a disciplined way, we're going to compromise the whole system of happiness. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation, caring for your body starts with what you eat. If the only fuel you put in your body is processed food, sugar, and alcohol, your body and mind will eventually break down. It's impossible to reach lasting happiness when your basic fuel is toxic. So what should we do? Well, first, clear out the junk. Stop buying the things that tempt you to overeat or leave you sluggish and irritable. And if it's not in the house, then you probably won't eat it. Then buy real food, the kind found around the edges of the grocery store. Meat, fish, eggs, dairy, fruits, vegetables. Avoid the prepackaged instant and drive-through meals that dull both taste and gratitude. And make time to prepare food thoughtfully and eat slowly and peacefully, free from screens, giving thanks as you eat. And then don't graze between meals. Let hunger fully return so that eating remains a conscious act and not just a reflex. Alcohol isn't evil. It's not even bad. But keep alcohol and sweets for true feasts and celebrations, and preferably shared with others, because they're meant for joy, not escape. And practice fasting at least once a week in some fashion, because fasting disciplines our desire, clears the mind, and renews gratitude. When you eat this way, with intention, gratitude, and temperance, you actually enjoy your food more. You think more clearly, and you're more free to give yourself fully to work, prayer, leisure, and relationships. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Taking care of your body means getting enough sleep, or at least enough rest. Without real rest, how can you delight in truth, goodness, and beauty? How can you pursue excellence in your work or be truly present to the people you love? How can you pray with focus or hear the quiet voice of God when you're falling asleep? When you live on the edge of exhaustion, your mind clouds, emotions fray, and even small problems feel overwhelming. So getting proper sleep is one of the most basic prerequisites for happiness and virtue. Sure, a few saints have received the rare grace to offer sleeplessness as a mystical sacrifice to God. And some people, too many people, bear insomnia as a cross and can unite that suffering to Christ's. But for most of us, a lack of sleep is not a cross, it's a failure of discipline. When we ignore the body's natural rhythm, we undermine every higher pursuit from the start. So what's the remedy? Order. Go to bed early and rise early, as wise people have known for centuries. And set a curfew for your phone, computer, and TV. And don't let them be the way you prepare for sleep. And then rise as soon as the alarm rings. You'd be amazed how many sins, vices, and emotional struggles vanish once you keep a steady rhythm of rest. And even if you struggle with sleep, go to bed early, rest the best you can, and rise on time. You're still getting more renewal than you realize. And in the end, it's an act of humility and trust in God to accept our design, that we're not machines, and that peace begins when we allow ourselves the rest we need. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Aristotle defines natural objects, physical objects in the universe, as movable beings. Our bodies are what connect us to the physical universe, which means they're supposed to move. Everybody knows that for most of human history, most work, whether as smiths or carpenters or farmers or homemakers, it required a lot of movement. Now, we just sit all the time. We sit in the car, we sit at work, we sit all night at home. So we need to move our bodies. So get out and run or bike or swim and absolutely lift weights for strength, balance, and bone density. But the most basic movement we should all be doing more of is walking. We have to be rigorous in spending more time walking, which is great, actually, because walking is one of the best ways to get you to get outside and appreciate the beauty of nature, or invite a friend and have a good conversation, or just go out and walk and work through your own ideas, and leave the earbuds in the house and just walk in silence so you can have some of your own ideas. Walking is a great intellectual stimulant. Aristotle and his fellow philosophers walked so much, they were called the walkers. And Charles Dickens would go for long walks every day just to get ideas for his prodigious novels. So, walk on your lunch break. Walk with your family after meals. Invite somebody and walk and pray the rosary. Above all, just walk instead of watching shows. Walk and think about how good it is to be alive. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. After a decade of graduate school and doctoral studies, while raising five little kids and a very demanding professional life, one of the best things my spiritual director demanded of me was daily exercise. The mind and spirit simply can't function properly if our body is a mess. Just like the house where the bathroom isn't taken care of will be infected with the stink that comes from a malfunctioning toilet, so will your soul be compromised with the disorders of an undisciplined body. The body is the foundation for the soul, which is why St. Gregory the Great says, if you don't have some self-control at the physical level, how can you hope to go very far on the spiritual level? The point isn't to have some kind of perfect physique or to think physical wellness is enough to make you perfectly happy, because it isn't. But the body is part of who we are, part of what God has given us. And we have to be responsible for taking care of it. And if we don't, the integrated whole, that is the human person, will suffer, and our happiness will remain that much further out of reach. So, when we consider the areas of what we eat and drink, the rest we're getting, or the exercise, where do you think you need to make some improvement? And what practical, concrete step can you make the choice to make or to start implementing today? Pick one. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what struck you with that meditation, Teresa?
It was very good timing. Just, I have been putting off cleaning my bathroom at home for so long. And I, just the other night, like 2 nights ago, I did the longest deep clean that house has ever seen. I mean, just hours with my headphones on. And it's humbling, but satisfying. And it genuinely has made my life so much better because I just had this mentality of I don't have time for it and it's not that big of a deal because I'm the only person here. But the way, I mean, it's part of your daily routine, no matter what. Everything about your living space affects you. And it has been so delightful to just be in a beautiful environment. It makes me really happy to organize everything, to actually have a place for everything and not dump everything into drawers.
That's really good. That's good.
What are you hesitating about?
So how does that relate to your
I'm getting there.
Physical body.
You impatient. I'm getting there. But I think that's how I live in my body across the board, in the sense that that's how I treat my food.
You mean the analogy with the bathroom was a good analogy to
me? Exactly. And I wouldn't have taken it to heart if it was not a current experience.
Ah, very good.
But I have noticed how that's changed my daily life, but also food is the last thing I think about, which is why I always eat poorly, because I don't even consider what I'm going to eat in a day. I just wait until I'm starving and then I figure out what I'm going to eat and then I eat very, very poorly.
Yeah.
And that affects my mental health. It also affects if my emotions are off balance, if I don't feel right, it's just hard to practice virtue the way that we should.
Yeah.
And I think we get in this very, very heady theological mindset where we think everything is just about perfecting virtues, just takes the right intelligence to achieve it, this spirituality, but we are body and soul.
Yeah.
And I feel like this meditation really hit me over the head with how much I have neglected.
Yeah.
The thing that makes living well spiritually possible.
Exactly. Yeah. Living well bodily enables living well spiritually.
Mm-hmm. I think this is, we've talked about like a rule of life before and things like that, but this is really getting down to the atomic level of these things do impact us and we need to get everything in line, bit by bit. That's not to be disparaging and discouraging because there's so much to get done, but to know that even that is for the good of your soul.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very well said. Very well said.
You see, I got there.
I have to work on the virtue of patience. We live in a world of technology, which the way I have experienced it is that it has sped up my world so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we go so fast, which means we produce so much. And then once you're on that cycle of moving so fast,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to change gears and slow down. And I was finding meals were starting to get rapid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of time it actually takes you to eat food is like 10 minutes. That is not the best way to eat, though. It's not the best way to be in community. It's not the best way to appreciate food. And I don't know if you saw all those like PSAs from the 1950s. When you eat really fast, you're just going to upset your stomach.
It's true. But what I found was that because of technology and everything's so fast,
mm-hmm.
and so such an overload of information, my mind was going so fast that I needed something to slow my whole system down. And I began, and I physically can't tolerate processed food. My body just revolts against it.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to prepare real, I would go and buy real food, like fruits, vegetables, meats, and from scratch started preparing things. I have to chop my vegetables, prepare things from scratch, and it forced me to slow down. My whole system had to slow down.
Because that's what we're built for.
And then I found if I prepared good ingredients, it tasted better. And then I slowed down my eating and I delighted in it more. And I found that it was actually beautiful. And then I realized, well, wouldn't it be awesome to share this with somebody else? So I started offering the Sunday suppers for our extended family,
mm-hmm.
and trying to cook really nice meals. But it all began with just my need to slow down.
Yeah.
But the results have been better fuel, better health, more beauty, great opportunity for relationship, mm-hmm. with my loved ones, and fantastic desserts. Isn't it amazing? Just going from, I got to slow down.
I think it's kind of ironic, you know? At the end of the day, all of those actions of slowing down and just, it is good in its own right, just to slow down and do these human tasks and actually appreciate them. And they're not just a stepping stone to something else to just breeze past in your day. Kind of like that opening part of the conversation.
See? Look, I'm serious. Look how when life gets us going so fast,
mm-hmm.
I can't even slow down for a conversation. You know, I know you're giving me a hard time, but it's also true.
Mm.
It's true.
I thought it was fitting.
It is. But that's our whole world.
Yeah, I think we need to humble ourselves with these tasks, enjoy these tasks. They're part of it. If God didn't want us to do all of these human, small, humbling activities and also take some pride and some joy in them, we would just be bodiless angels.
Yeah. And to then think that God himself became one of us and spent the vast majority of his life just doing these humble tasks.
Yeah. It's interesting even that Joseph, of all the fathers to choose, is just a simple worker. Because it's not like there weren't jobs like the scribes, like people who had more the work that we associate with the faith. Obviously, for instance, what you and I are doing, where it's just purely heady, theological, but he chose to be someone who works with his hands.
Yeah, to take the time to build something with your hands. And that actually leads to our meditation for tomorrow.
Very exciting.
Well, do you have a personal resolution for today?
I'm thinking about how I need to eat. I'm really, really thinking about that. Making some big, big changes and sacrifices there.
And it can be, we can take a look at these big areas, eating, sleeping, exercising, and it can be overwhelming, the changes we need to make. So I really encourage people, don't try to fix everything at once. Just pick one simple, concrete thing and start.
Mm-hmm. It's like cleaning. You got to start with a very small, isolated area.
Yep.
And just actually dedicate yourself to not cutting any corners, scrubbing every single corner, every single surface. And it's really, really rewarding.
But just start with one.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank
Next
you.
Time, I will slow down and be more patient. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.